This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 20th, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Mr. Tyson, this is Sean Worth. Are you on the line?
Good morning. Yes, I am.
Thank you very much. I'll turn you over to Chair Hunter.
Good morning, Mr. Tyson. Thank you for joining us again. We appreciate it.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for letting me appear by phone.
Thank you. Okay, we will move on to this advisory opinion, draft advisory opinion 2012-37. We have a presentation from Mr. Buckley of the Office of General Counsel.
Thank you, Chair Hunter. Good morning, Commissioners. Before you is agenda document 12-84, which was held over from the December 6th open session. The document contains two draft opinions, draft advisory opinions that respond to requests submitted on behalf of the Yamaha Motor Corporation USA. Yamaha asks whether it may establish a separate segregated fund and whether it may solicit contributions to that fund from certain of its dealers and service centers. Both drafts conclude that Yamaha may create an SSF. The drafts differ, however, on whether the SSF may solicit Yamaha's dealers and service centers. Draft A concludes that Yamaha's SSF may not solicit contributions, while Draft B concludes that Yamaha's SSF may solicit contributions. Since the drafts were first discussed, the Commission has received one additional comment on them. I will be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you, Mr. Buckley. Are there any questions or comments? Madam Vice Chair.
I think we had a little bit of a, it's probably pretty obscure for someone listening on the phone. We had a little bit of a quiet back and forth about who was going to talk first. I had thought that I was going to support draft A, and I had been focusing really on the second question of whether who can be solicited. And draft A on question two still represents my point of view on that. We had some discussion on this issue at the last meeting. But this morning I had a little bit of a change of heart, although it's sadly not going to do the requester any good, because the issue that I had a change of heart on is question one. The issue that's not in front of us today, actually, my concerns deal with an issue that is technically not in front of us today, and that is the issue of corporate spending and when it might be appropriate and legal for the domestic subsidiary of a foreign corporation to use corporate funds in American elections. The issue of corporate expenditures obviously had not been raised ever before 2010 and the Citizens United decision, and which really, in a variety of ways, was a watershed opinion. And I think some of us had hoped that we might be able to address those issues about foreign nationals in light of Citizens United in a rulemaking. I think that right now it's in a very gray area because there have been no advisory opinions. There's never been a question about it posed to the commission. There have been no judicial decisions addressing that particular question. I think I've seen things written about what people assume to be the law in this area, but I think the law is actually quite unclear and really requires a rulemaking. Some of us had hoped to have that rulemaking. We've been unsuccessful so far in getting that started. But this is the season of hope, and hope springs eternal that at some point we might be able to do that. In light of the fact that we haven't been able to do that yet, this would be the first advisory opinion concerning the issue of domestic subsidiaries of foreign corporations post-Citizens United, and I think I'm not going to be willing to support the answer to question one, which is actually the same in both draft A and draft B, until we have an opportunity to fully flesh out those issues in a rulemaking.
Any other comments? Commissioner Walther?
I've always been kind of, the conservative member of the commission on this issue of foreign investment, so I look at this from the point of view of even my history on prior advisory opinions when we're talking about SSFs. I still hold those views, and I join the position of Commissioner Weintraub, Vice Chair.
Any other comments? Commissioner Peterson?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I support Draft B. After reading the information that's been submitted by the requester, the conversation we had last time, even though this isn't the typical franchise relationship, I think that the facts in this case and affiliation analyses are always very fact-intensive, do demonstrate that there is sufficient control and direction that Yamaha extends over their dealers and service centers to demonstrate that there is affiliation. And for that reason, I will support Draft B when motions are in order.
Thank you. Any other comments? Commissioner McGann?
Can I ask the requester a question? Are you?
Yes, Commissioner.
Hi. Where are you headquartered?
The Yamaha Motor Corporation is headquartered in California, the USA division.
Any other questions or comments? Commissioner McGann.
Might as well put this out of its misery. I move that the commission adopt Draft B.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed?
No.
No.
The motion fails 3-3. My understanding is, are there any other motions? There's no other motions at this time. So, unfortunately, Mr. Tyson, that the draft advisory opinion did not pass with the requisite 4 votes. Commissioner Peterson, excuse me.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to I heard from the Vice Chair and Commissioner Walther, but I just wanted to see if there was any interest from Commissioner Bowerly on question one or whether or not that's a dead letter as well.
Sorry, I'm a little under the weather today, so I'm
I think that's probably a common thing with many of us.
Yeah, I think we're all sick. But no, I share the concerns expressed by my colleagues, so I won't be voting. I wouldn't vote for a motion that just isolated one question.
Wanted to inquire. Thanks.
So there weren't the requisite 4 votes to approve an advisory opinion, so the Office of General Counsel will send the appropriate letter notifying you of that. But thank you very much for your time, and we appreciate your asking the question.
Thank you very much, Commissioners.
Thank you.